It's now time for On the Line with Cheryl Wilkerson. The conversation will range from local dialogue to international. This show is meant to enlighten, inform, and to inspire. On the Line with Cheryl Wilkerson begins now.
Hello and welcome to On the Line. I'm your host, Cheryl Wilkerson. Glad you could join me on this Sunday morning. Got a lot to talk about and glad that you can join me and we can have a great discussion. So my first guest today, he's a young man that has been out here in the community for a long time doing great things, healing people, making people feel better, promoting health, promoting wellness. We say good morning and welcome to On the Line to Mr. Albert Lewis. Welcome.
Welcome. How are you?
So many people would know your name because you have a business in the area. Tell us about that business.
Well, I've been in business since I came to Virginia in 1989, and my business started really in 1990, really 1989. So I've been in business for over 30 years now. But at the same time, I'll tell you the truth, my mother put me out the house in Brooklyn, New York, because I smoked too much weed. So she said I can come to Houston, Texas with her and my sister, or I can come down south with my cousin Charles and stay at my grandmother's house in Bellis Mill. And so I came down south with my cousin Charles because she smoked weed. I turned around. I stayed there for 2 weeks. Charles put me out the house because I smoked off all his weed. So I didn't have no place to go but in my car. So I went down the Cedar Road. They gave me $150 worth of food stamps and a $34 welfare check. I took the $34, went to the Korean store, and brought some ginseng. Then I went to the library and got a book on ginseng to tell me what it does. So I went to the library, read up on ginseng, and then my cousin, Dr. Alexander, told me I can go and sell this ginseng on a naval base. So once I learned what ginseng does, it enhances your learning and memory, normalizes your blood pressure, your blood sugar, increases your physical strength and stamina, help lowers your cholesterol while reducing the nerve to the nerve functioning. So next thing you know, I was selling the ginseng. And
the rest is history, as they say, huh?
I've been in business ever since.
And so if you walk into your business, can you describe that atmosphere and what goes on there? Can you just paint that picture?
Oh, my gosh. It's like a new world. After all, Genesis 1:29, God says, I give you every herb in the garden, for the leaves shall be your medicine, and the fruit shall be your meat. So I'm giving herbs. I'm following the Bible. I did not ask to do this at all. This God, we all are put on this earth to do a special, deliver a special message and to help people, just like you are and everyone in it. But you have to follow his instructions. And I'm following his instructions because I have no instructions of my own. I have 11 employees right now. Remember, over $34, and everybody's getting paid. And I have over 40 different formulas, and they cover from age to zits.
Why do you I'm sorry. Why do you think most people are getting sick these days? What is it?
It's a business to get sick. It's a big business from the pharmaceutical hospitals all over the place. We are the only living organism on the planet that have to use medicine. Name me one animal, bird, fish that takes medicine. Only we do, because there's a business out there. But God says, I give you every herb in the garden. You go to Genesis 1:29, and you go to Revelation 22:2 in the book, herbs for the healing of the nation. And this is real.
And, you know, somebody said the other day that they were just sick of the way that the nation puts profit above the well-being of their people. They were talking about how, you know, you have plastic in everything, in laundry detergent, in the rice you eat, just in cosmetics and everything. You have the rice, you have the other additives and carcinogens, I call it junk and gunk, that they put into everything we use just in everyday life. I mean, why would you think that they're putting plastic in detergent, the detergent you're using to wash your clothes, you know? But it's all about the almighty dollar, right?
Right. We are the only living organism on the planet that has to buy food, medicine, clothes, everything. It's about the dollar. And if you make the dollar your primary the life, primary necessity mm-hmm. to live, mm-hmm. then you are not living by the Bible.
That's a point to ponder right there. So I go to the gym because I used to work for a hospice company, and I would see, you know, what would be happening mainly with their elders, but sometimes it could be somebody 30 years old, 40 years old, whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, Cheryl, if you at least try to eat decently and try to move your body, I think that's the key to a lot of it. So we are conditioned that we want the closest parking space. We are conditioned that, I'm not kidding you, I saw a restaurant. It was a Panera, and I was going to my brother's house, and it closed. And I said, why did they close that Panera? He said, Cheryl, it's just like everything else. They want to build one where you can drive through because people don't even want to get out of their cars these days. So talk about that, Al. Talk about how we want everything easy and we don't really want to move. We just want everything just easy and brought to us.
Welcome to the future. Welcome to the future. Everything is robotics. Robots, robots, robots. If you don't even want to cook no more. Mm-hmm. So you want to go out and buy food. And you got to buy food, but you don't want to cook it.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to a restaurant. You got to pay more money. Money, money. It's all about money. It's stress. So we have a formula for that. It's called Herbal Relief. This Herbal Relief covers depression, stress, anxiety, restlessness, and insomnia, and even pain. And even, like I said, we live in a world today that is moving closer and closer to robots. Even back in the day, you had to go someplace, you walk, or you took a horse or a mule, but you had to control that with a bridle and a strap and a whip. But the whole idea is life on this planet is, in order to survive, you must harm something else.
Mm-hmm.
I would, believe it or not, there was a little bumblebee in the house yesterday.
Okay.
My wife got the spray and sprayed it. And when she got home, the bee was on the floor, still on his back.
Mm-hmm.
She stepped on the bee and killed it. I said, it's a shame. But she said, that bee could have stung me. Mm-hmm. And I even used the term, what did a spider tell the fly? Not up in this house.
Mm-hmm.
So we each have a way of life. But the whole idea is to maintain your life. If you know, every living organism surrounds itself with its own organisms. Man with man, dog with dog, cow with cow. When we kill the cow, eat the cow. Everything on this planet must kill something for us to survive.
Mm.
As food. Unless we eat from the garden. And we don't eat from the garden as we should.
And if you say, don't eat the french fries, why don't you eat the sweet potato instead? you know, you might get some pushback if you say, don't eat that salad and put all of that cheese and creamy dressing on it. Just have a little light oil on it. And you get the pushback. Is that because people have been brainwashed? I don't know if that's the right word. Or people have been so conditioned to think that that's the only way to eat things?
We have a habit. The old saying is, eat to live. Don't live to eat. It smells good. You want it. It tastes good. You want it. But at the same time, what is it doing to your body? You have 22 feet of small intestine, a colon that can hold over 45 pounds of toxic waste. Bacteria is in there. You end up with arthritis, gout, bladder problems. Your blood needs to be cleansed. Your bones get weak. You have cancer. You develop it. Your eyes go bad. Your female hormone balancer, which runs that the blood comes out and clots. The list goes on. Parkinson's disease, respiratory problems. The list goes on and on and on.
Yeah. I don't know. You have people that if they walk into your place of business, they might look around and say, oh, this is something new I want to try. And then you have some people that you can't get them to walk into your business. You can't get them to look at a plate unless it doesn't have some meat on it. You just can't. Some people's minds just aren't ready to be changed. I don't know if they get sick, they want to change then or not, or is it just that it's some people, they're just not going to change no matter what?
That's true, because we don't eat to live. We live to eat.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they got commercials. The commercials drag you, attempt you, and to making you want something that you could make yourself. Believe it or not, they even cut the prices down on food now. But you're not getting all the real things. You're getting a lot of synthetic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the synthetic stuff causes you to get sick or create constipation. And then you get hemorrhoids and or bacteria in it. It's too much.
People do need to read the packages, you're right, because they'll say it's some kind of wording they use, like bioengineered or something like that. They had put it on the labels, but you have to read it. Not so much in Europe. You go to Europe, they're not using all this crazy stuff.
Even I myself suffered with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I had vocal cord cancer. One of my employees told me that they think somebody must have set me up, because I was doing my radio talk show, and I don't do it anymore because of my voice. But I used to couldn't talk. But now I use my voice and lungs formula, and that helped me get my voice back so I can talk. I can't talk clearly as I used to can talk, but I can talk.
Yeah, you can talk. And so, again, I want you to go back again. When you walk through the door, what does one see on the shelves? What are we looking at when we walk into your store?
Everything in the store is 100% organic and natural. And I have over 40 formulas. And they run from, do you want me to tell you the formulas?
So you have formulas, but you also have,
Chinese herbs.
Yes, you have herbs in bulk as well, right?
Yes, I have bulk herbs and I have formulas. You could get each herb that I have in formulas single, or you could get it as a formula, blended.
And the thing about it is the employees that are there, they have the knowledge. You have equipped them with the knowledge. So when people walk in and say, oh, I think I have the flu, or oh, I think I need something for my blood pressure, or I think I need something for fertility, they're armed with the knowledge, correct?
Correct.
How long did it take you to train these people? Because that's a lot of knowledge.
Yes, well, we put the information directly in front of them as well. All of our formulas as on it, what it does or what it should do. We do not use the term. We do not use the term cure. Mm-hmm. We only use the term help promote healing. We're not backed by the FDA on any of that, but at the same time, we are backed by God in His book. In His book, if you eat from the earth, He made the clouds to feed the earth. The water runs from the rain and feeds it. You take a seed, put it in the ground, you get a fruit. Just like a seed for a man goes into a woman. It grows. This is natural way of living.
And what does that mean? So people may not know. When you say eat from the earth, they don't know what that plate of food would look like. What would be on that plate?
You got collard greens, you got mustard greens, you got grapes, you got apples, you got oranges, whatever grows from the, when, whatever food grows from the earth, you should be eating.
Mm-hmm. From the earth.
That's what the birds do. They don't have no pockets. They don't store no food. They just go and eat the grass. And it's real. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
It contains all your vitamins and minerals. It is there.
So where do you see the American society in 10 or 20 years as far as their diet? You know, it's so crazy, Al. If you're just joining us, I'm talking to Al Lewis. It's so crazy, Al, when you look at pictures from like the 70s and the 80s. The American bodies look so different, didn't they?
Yes, you're eating from the can right now. You're eating from frozen foods. You put your food, we kill the cow. Put the meat in the freezer. Sometimes you have so much food in there, it gets frostbitten, and you can't eat it no more. The canned food, you got dates, the big and whole canned food in a can for 3 or 4 years. You got dates on it. It says best used before a certain date. If you don't, you can't use it no more. How long could a food be stuck in a can?
Mm-hmm.
How long can you keep food in plastic containers?
Mm-hmm.
We even have to buy water right now. Look at some parts of New York was on the news. Some parts they can't even get water right now.
It goes so deep because I remember reading an article years ago, and some people might say, you know what, I'm listening to this. I'm going to grow my own stuff in my backyard. I have plenty of room back there. But it's so diabolical that I remember that the government was manipulating the seeds. And, of course, the black farmers, they were giving bad seeds to. So they're genetically modifying seeds, which is why you can't go into the grocery store and buy an orange with seeds anymore. At least I can't find them. But they also were so intentional that they were giving black farmers bad seeds, of which the black farmers had to sue about. It's really deep.
Yes, you need to go to your farmer's market and buy your food.
Mm.
Where the farmer has raised his food by himself, and you get the seed from the orange, the seed from the grape, the raisins, the coconuts. Everything is real out there. But soon, if you don't get the right stuff, the chemtrails in the sky will pour down and saturate the earth, and you're eating poisonous food. But that's why every time you turn on the channel on TV, they're talking about insurance. It's all about the dollar. All about the dollar.
It is. But let's talk about the good part about it, Al. There are people out there that are taking care of their bodies. They're eating healthy. What are they doing differently than the general population?
Generally, they're watching their diet. They are eating to live, not living to eat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they'll go the extra mile to, like you said, go to the farmer's market or find the store that will sell you the grapes with the seeds in them and buy those grapes. They do
organic.
Things like that.
Mm-hmm. Go organic. Remember, we spell pharmacy pharmacy, not with a P.
Mm-hmm. And why is that?
Because it's organic. farm from the God's earth.
Well, tell everybody where your location is so they can jot it down.
Our location is at 1128 North Battlefield Boulevard in Chesapeake, Virginia. And the phone number there is 757-622-5828. And also we have an 800 number, which is 1-800-651-1298. That's 1-800-651-1298. That's also a fax number. The fax number, you can fax that number, is 800-651-1298.
I'm curious as to, did you hear from more people when COVID happened, or did you hear from less people in the general population?
Oh, gosh, we have a COVID formula. It's called the virus formula. This virus formula is so powerful that I can't use the term cure, but it will help. It will help with all types of viruses, and it's real.
But did you see more people coming to you for help during that time, or did you see less people?
Yes.
Okay.
They've been coming to help. But that doesn't mean you don't take the virus shot. You remember, this world is based on the dollar. It's fixed on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you need to understand that you need to eat to live.
Mm-hmm.
You stay away. Wear your mask. If you have to wear a mask,
yes.
Wear your mask.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if people are looking at you like you're crazy or not. You're taking care of yourself, right?
Right, that's right.
It's all so very interesting. Tell us, without naming names, tell us about some success stories.
Oh, gosh, we get letters every day. I can't get up from where I'm at, but I got a letter the other day with a woman thanking us so much for telling her about the herbs, letting her know. And she's not from this state. She's, I forgot what state she's from. The girls know.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a thing, but not that. But she had, I think it's hepatitis or something like that. And we helped her with that, and she no longer has it. I think it was herpes, I think. Herpes or hepatitis, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't have it anymore. She's thanking us. But the thing about it, don't thank me, thank God, because he gave you the herbs and using them. We are using these herbs. I did not ask to do this, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
This is my mission on the planet Earth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm 76 years old now. I suffered from thyroid cancer. I had vocal cord cancer, not thyroid cancer, just vocal cord cancer. And I used to couldn't talk. But these are some of the implications you got to go through. You're going to suffer a little bit, just like Jesus had to suffer. But at the same time, keep on going. Don't slow down. I'm not slowing down yet. I'm still getting up. 76 years old, I still get up and do 40 push-ups. You know, and some people, I do more push-ups now than I could do when I was in the military.
That's right. I believe that. And the gym I go to, I love it because they're people of all ages, they're all sizes, but they are in that gym and they are moving their bodies. And I mean, I just really, really believe in that. I don't care whether you're a cyclist, I don't care whether you're a skater, I don't care what it is, but you've got to find something. You cannot just sit down and you cannot just say, oh, I don't want to, you know, I got to go through the drive-thru. You just can't do that. It's just not going to work out well for you. I've seen it.
That's right.
So, go ahead, Al.
There was a cleanser that we use. It's called the Blood and Body Cleanser. When I made this formula, I made it basically to get rid of the weed that you smoke in your body and the chemicals that you, the cocaine and all the stuff that's in the blood and in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of synthetic stuff. It helps cleanse the and detoxifies and purifies the blood. It's a cellular, it cleanses all the way down to the cellular level.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I'm hoping that people are listening and just, you know, they don't have to start out gangbusters in the beginning. If they just do one thing, say, you know what, I'm going to try to eat better. Even if it's like, I'm just going to try to eat better for breakfast. Or I'm just going to try to walk around the block. I'm not going to join the gym, but I'm going to walk around the block. Just little things, right?
Right. We say, you name the problem, we have the herb from age to Z. If you don't ask questions, that's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Please feel free to pick our brains. Because if you say something that we don't know, it gives me the right to look it up and find out what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you take medicine, look up the side effects of the medicines. They even tell you now on the TV what this medicine will do. And it tells you if you use this, it may cause this, that, and the other.
They do. By law, they have to do that. You're right.
Yeah, but we still take it. Mm-hmm. I'm not knocking. Medicine helped me.
Mm-hmm.
Go to your doctor, find out what's wrong. But understand the drugs that you're taking. Read the side effects of them.
Right. So you know what you're working with. That's exactly right. Don't just take things blindly. Yeah. And then I know people that, Al, they have told me, we got to get out of here. The half hour is almost up. But I have people that have told me that they just, the doctor put them on things like high blood pressure medicine. I'm not taking that. You know what? You better stay on top of your blood pressure. You know, that's something you don't play with.
I can tell you the herbs, the formulas that we have. This is not all the formulas, but it goes from arthritis and gout, bladder control, blood and body cleanser, bone strengthening formula, cancer, lymphatic formulas, cholesterol, colon cleansers, respiratory problems, eye strengthening, female hormone balances, herbal relief, high blood pressure, hyperactivity and mental focusing, lactation, liver disease, lupus, manpower, memory herb mixtures, administration problems, pain rubs, Parkinson's disease, prostate problems, seizures, sexual uplifts, shingles, sleep disorders, stomach gas, super hair growth, total body detox, thyroid problems, total nutrition immune formulas, give you all your vitamins, minerals, and herbs, ultimate diabetes formulas, UTI, that's kidney and bladder cleansers, varicose vein formulas, weight off formulas, and the list goes on. We still don't have them all listed here because I just made a few other formulas. We have a warehouse, and that's where I make my formulas.
Okay.
I don't most make my formulas in the shop. Our shop is at 1128 North Dollarfield Boulevard in Chesapeake, Virginia. The phone number again is 757-622-5828. That's 757-622-5828. We open up Tuesday through Saturday. Tuesday we open at 12 noon to 7 p.m. On Saturday, that's Monday, that's Tuesday through Friday. On Saturday we open at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Thank you, Al Lewis. We have enjoyed you so much. Thank you all for listening. I just don't know what I would do without you all. Look, stay on top of the news. You need to be abreast of everything that's going on. I know people say these days, I don't watch the news anymore because it's all bad news. You know what? You need to stay on top of what is going on. It affects your health. It affects your heart. It affects your pocketbook. You do not want to try to undo things that people have done, laws they have made, ordinances they have made, because you were not on your game. So stay on top of what's going on in this world and make the world a better place. Look, you all have a great week. I'm Cheryl Wilkerson. We're getting out of here. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a wonderful one. And as always, behold the green and gold.